This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agon Erev Yom Tov Hagot Yar. We're continuing Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Dalet. We're at the end of Sif Hei. The Mechaber said that whenever you stop, whenever you interrupt Shemona Esrei, if you delay the amount of time it will take to finish the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. And otherwise, you go back to the beginning of the bracha that you interrupted. Now, if you interrupted in the first three brachas, then you go back. Meaning, if the time that you delayed was not enough to finish the whole thing, then you go back to the bracha that you're up to, the beginning of the bracha you're up to. So in other words, you're Mil Shmona Esrei, there's an ox, and you had to jump over him. And by the time you finished jumping, it was 10 minutes, and that it takes you 9 minutes to daven Shmona Esrei. You always have to go back to the beginning. But if the interruption was only 5 minutes, go back to the beginning of the bracha you're up to. Then Pasak, begin a Rishon, if you interrupted in the first three brachas, Chayzer L'Rosh, you go to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. The Imba Achroinos, if it's in the last three, Chayzer L'Ritzei, you go back to Ritzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tazayin. Why do you go back to the beginning? Hine lefimada anu noyagin kachras haramal elbas siman samachei gabe kriya shema kedas hapoiskim de eno chazer rois kiim behashehiyah hayamachmas oynis. We go like the conclusion of the Rama that the din that you have to go back to the beginning when you delayed the amount of time to finish the whole thing is only if the delay was because of extenuating circumstances, then that hachra of the Rama would apply to tefillah also. Okay, so this is, we can't emphasize enough the conclusion of the Rama that the din of Chayzel Rosh, when you're Shah Kedah Ligmar Kula, is only Machmasainas. But some say, the Prisha, the Taz, the Magen Avram, that in our situation, we're talking about, we're a scorpion. Or an ox is coming opposite you. Or because of robbers. Mikri nami hefsik machmas einis. That's also an einis. The base says Eloi ha-yachlas fala mikri hefsik. Because at the time that you were davening, because at the time you were not able to daven, and it's called a hefsik, v'chayzer l'roish. Meaning this situation would be considered a an einis. So even though, let's say, we go like the Hachra, the Rama, that it's only Machmas Oynes, but this is an Oynes. By the way, in Siman Samach He, Oynes meant somebody was urinating, or there was Soya in your place. But if there are robbers, that is not considered oynes, because you yourself are roi, and the place is roi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah there, and at the time I didn't know what he meant, said that this difference between oynes and not oynes is only for Shema, but not for Tefillah. For Tefillah, it sounds like even robbers would be an oynes. I'm not sure I understand why that would be. Why would robbers only be an oynes for tefillah but not for kriya shema? But that is this deya. This deya holds that there's an expanded definition of onus for tefillah. Maybe because tefillah requires more kavanas halev and your oymed lefnei hamelech, so therefore even robbers would be considered oynes. I'm not sure what the svara is, but that's the shita. But v'yesharmim dezaloy mikri anus. Some say no, robbers is not considered anus. That's the bach, the oilas tamed, the lechem chamudos, the knesses hagdoyla. Ki im b'shahaya ha'efsik machmas shehu ba'atzmai lo hiya roi l'tvi. That's only if you yourself are not roi l'tvi. Alisham makam ain't a roi, where the place is not roi. Ma she'en came ba'inus achar, as opposed to a different anus. V'hechriya ha'magin avram, v'oid harbi achreinim. The magin avram and other achreinim conclude that the betfila oynes acher nami mikra oynes. that by tefillah there's an expanded definition of einus. Ah, now we're about to see the svara. What's the svara? Me'acha de'yesh me'harishayim shasoyvrim de'bit tefillah m'shal k'dei ligmar's kula afilu b'li einus klal choyzer l'roish. Ah, that's because there's another shita we could be mitzdarif when it comes to tefillah, and that is by Krishma, it's only if it's shak k'dei ligmar skula, if it's an oinus. So now we could dan, are robbers an oinus? No, robbers are not an oinus. But some rishonim hold that by tefillah, shal ligmar skula is even if it's not an oinus. So therefore, at least we don't hold that even if it's not an oinus, but we'll give you that robbers will be considered an oinus. So that's what it is. That by Krishma, it's only if it's actually an oinus. So then we'll have a strict definition of oinus. But by tefillah, since some rishonim hold it doesn't have to be an oinus, we'll have a more liberal definition of oinus. V'im lav, and if the delay was not k'dei ligmar kula, but some shloi shag sha b'shtika k'dei ligmar kula. You did not delay in silence k'dei ligmar kula, avol mikamakam sha harbe. But you did delay a lot. You did delay a lot, meaning it can't be you delayed 3 seconds. The iloi sha rak k'dei ligmar oisa bracha. Because if you only delayed to finish up that bracha, about everyone agrees that you only go back to that place. Everyone agrees that if all you waited was k'dei ligmar oisa bracha, you only have to go back to where you delayed. So that you don't even have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. When he says "Rak l'oisei hamakam bovad," what does that mean? The dirshu is understanding it to mean you go back to the beginning of that bracha, and he asks the stira. That in the Bir Halacha earlier, he wrote that you go back to Makam Shapasak. But I'm reading in this Mishnah Berura that he means L'makam Shapasak. When he says L'oisai Makam Bavad, can't that mean to the place where you're up to? Sivkatan Yurches, Choyzer L'tchilas, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. You go, if it's the first three, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, but if it's a different bracha, the beginning of the bracha. The Sfirulei, the Chamiro, Tefila, Inyan Zemi, Kriya Shema. That regarding this, Tefila is more Chamer than Shema. Ulefikach, B'Kriya Shema, Oy B'Berchay Seha, Sagi, B'Shev Zek Shiach, Samakam, Shabbasik. By Kriya Shema, you only have to go back to where you stopped. Here you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Why is Shemoneh Esrei more chomer than Shema? By waiting a lot, you ruin the bracha. That's only if the delay was in the middle of the bracha. Between bracha and bracha, between one bracha and the next. But the yevad less lamba, but the yevad there's no problem. As long as you did not delay the amount of time it would take to finish the whole thing. Va'ayin bebir halacha. Rabbi Isai, let's hold it over here. I wish you all a ksiv chsima taiva, a good kibben shtyar. Hashem shim mekabal all your tefillos. Yimali Hashem komish ha'asluv chama taiva. A good tiyar. We'll see everybody bezus Hashem Monday. Okay? Monday, regular time, 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining. A good kibben shtyar. Shkayach. Kol tov, everyone. Good tiyar. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.